Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
This is Harold.
Wow, it's working, guys. It's coming together. Yeah. Alright, so we are a weekly podcast. If this is your first time listening to us, we are three friends who talk nerdy and all that good stuff. This week, we're gonna dive into something a little bit different. Usually, every week, we talk about content, the actual creative, intellectual properties and whatnot. Today, we want to kind of take it a little different. We want to talk about streaming services. This came about because recently, just a few weeks ago from when you're hearing this, DC Universe went live. This is DC Comics and WB Studios' baby of a streaming project, a streaming app, that is showing a bunch of great DC animated shows, classic movies, not to mention comic books. So it is very unique in that sense. So we started thinking about, like, this is our present. This is what's going on now, is that a lot of our shows are streaming. So for today, I guess what we're going to do is we're going to start off by talking about the big two, Hulu and Netflix, what our favorites are on those shows, what we like, what we don't like maybe. And then we want to kind of dig deeper into some of the more specific, streaming services that the three of us subscribe to, and talk about the pros and cons for those too. So yeah, we'll start off with that, I guess. So
I'll start off. I'm a huge Netflix fan. I still, to this day, I think I spend most of my time, watching and streaming. I still am a little old school. I still watch and DVR a lot of the programming. But whenever I'm out, I usually just kind of go through, I kind of go through Netflix. I think it's, right now, it's the way it is, it's really good. The variety of shows, whether it's old and new, is really, really good. I'm kind of worried, and I know we're kind of jumping ahead, I kind of worried with, a lot of these new content makers are starting to pull out of Netflix.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
So it's kind of troubling for me. But a lot of really good content. I've been binging Voltron. My daughter's been enjoying Captain Underpants, The Trolls,
oh, okay.
And not the movies, the actual series. So there's a lot of original TV series of movies that kids like. And I think for the kids, I think it's really cool. And also, if you're a huge, a cooking fan or like Food Network fan, for me, we kind of talked about the stuff like Samurai Gourmet, and all those things. So a lot of awesome original movies, a lot of awesome original content. The fact that you have Adam Sandler as a contributor there, the fact that you're gonna have old school stuff like She-Ra and Rainbow Bright is gonna be there, I think it's pretty awesome.
I do like. I think we mentioned this before, where Netflix is now the top choice for comedians to debut their stand-up specials. It's nice because it is on demand. So like before, I remember people would have to debut their comedy specials. Like Chris Rock would always come out on HBO every few years, and you would be able to catch them, and it would be like a sporadic thing where it's like, maybe I'll get lucky enough and I'll be able to catch a portion of the special. Here we have it where literally every other week a top tier stand up comedian. And it's kind of a tough thing now because, stand-up comedians are not the rock stars they used to be.
Right.
There's still Jerry Seinfeld, there's still Chris Rock, and there's still Dave Chappelle.
Right.
But everybody else is, like, at a level lower than them. But those guys have their deals on Netflix. And it's crazy to think that they're getting paid, like, dozens of millions. I couldn't say tens of millions. I can say tens, but, like, millions of dollars to produce their specials strictly for Netflix. And it's kind of a good thing where we can now, if you say watch a special by somebody, they'll give, like, Netflix is always great at the suggestion. Well, sometimes they're great at suggestions, sometimes they're really, really off, and they'll suggest things that I've never watched in my life. But it's, like Dennis said, there's a lot of great original content as well. Dennis had, I thought he was going to mention for a second, that he's been watching Norm MacDonald has a show.
Oh, yes,
that
is a great show. Correct.
I've seen the first three episodes, and I'm enjoying it very much because, as most of you guys do know, big SNL fan, I still think Norm is the best Weekend Update person because he's such a jerk. And you get content like that where you, that's not going to be on a normal television, normal network. And talented stars and talented actors and actresses have a new platform where they can, you know,
right,
practice their craft.
Do you, either of you guys subscribe to Hulu, or are you guys strictly
Well,
Netflix?
One of us subscribes to Hulu, and the other one just happens to have an account, a username on that account. I'm not going to say Hulu. Who is
Hulu? Wait, I pay for my Hulu.
But mine, and it's sad to say though, but the only reason I have Hulu is because I have a phone company and they give me Hulu for free.
Nice.
So it's like,
it's a gimme.
Yeah.
It's there.
But what I've realized looking at, and I don't know if you've ever culled through my Hulu list. But
no, I refuse to check.
Yeah, because it's literally all you're gonna always.
Because he has children, man. He has a small child.
Yeah, well, besides that, but it's literally all just sitcoms, old and new.
Oh,
And it's like I tell these guys before, and it's, I mention this a lot, is I can't invest in dramas too much because there's too much going on in this world for me that I need to be serious for an hour, like every week. No, that's like once in a while watching a movie. With comedies, half an hour, make me laugh, don't make me laugh if you're Big Bang Theory, and then like everything else.
You're good. Okay, actually, I wanted to kind of piggyback. I'm sorry, I know I jumped to Hulu, but I wanted to also comment on Netflix. yeah, actually, I know you guys are talking about...
moderation.
I know. That's why I don't do this, man. So, you know,
it's the new 52, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of even more.
Yeah. God, I hate Reboot Lewis. He's horrible. So, you know, Harold mentioned the comedy. He likes that. Dennis loved the animation. I actually really dig the original Marvel movies or the original Marvel series on Netflix. The Daredevils, The Punisher. I haven't quite gotten
Punisher.
Around... That's their work. Wait, I'm getting my
wrong joke. Okay,
we'll get it next time. I haven't had a chance to watch Iron Fist because of the reviews for it.
Iron Fist.
That's what she said. Wait. I'm sorry, dude. It's getting late, guys.
Or early.
Early for tomorrow. So I really dig that, but I guess it kind of goes into what Dennis was mentioning earlier, how a lot of these other, a lot of the content is being pulled to their own, like, well, I guess to their home channels. So I don't know how much longer Netflix is going to have these Marvel heroes anymore, because soon enough, I think next year, Disney's going to launch their own. So I think that's going to be gone by then. So we talked about the big two.
Hulu. Most likely it's because of the fact that I'm just piggybacking off of Harold's account.
Oh, okay.
You know, but the reason why I asked Harold for the account was there was like a I honestly forgot what it was. It was like
My Little Pony, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. My Little Pony is now in Netflix. So I have no idea why you even asked for it. But I remember it was for my daughter. There was one show in particular that was the only way I could watch it. And to this day, to be honest, it's still like an afterthought. Like I don't remember the last time I actually went on Hulu. Because, as Harold said, every single time I go there, it usually is just reruns of old shows. I think the only time I've actually used Hulu is, like, whenever I want to watch, like, SNL or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Hulu, for some reason, is the one where you have to go to in order to watch specific, like, channel-specific episodes and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, Netflix, Hulu... the overall, and maybe it's because I'm still paying for the damn thing, but I spend most of my time with Netflix because of the variety. It's not just old TV shows. It is, you know, original cartoons. It seems like kid-friendly, family-friendly. It's an overall It's a streaming service for everybody to enjoy.
For me, I guess I'll be a bit of a contrarian because I actually find myself on Hulu more often. I know you guys are a lot better at staying on top of, you know, the funnier stuff, the cooler stuff, what's ever hit. I've been trying to play catch up for the last however many years. So I am just right now on Hulu watching Archer and Bob's Burger. And, like, I think I've only watched
one. He has more than one burger, right?
Bob's Burgers. Sorry. There's a lot of...
Bob Burgers?
Bad Burger. Bad Burgers. And then, like, Harold recommended, you know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And these guys keep talking about Always Sunny. And it's on there, so I've been meaning to do that. So I've actually been kind of liking the serialized version of it. It might also be because of my horrific 2-3 hour commute every day, so I can actually sit down and binge stuff on my bus ride and sit through 3, 4, 5 episodes of these series and like actually enjoy it. So yeah, nothing against Netflix. I actually kind of feel like what Dennis said, he liked the variety. I actually feel kind of a little overwhelmed. Again, maybe it's my simple mind, but it's kind of like how I watch cable now. I feel like when I'm watching cable, I have the guide on more than I'm actually watching the show. I'm scrolling up and down the guide. Like, oh, do I want to watch Iron Chef? Nah. How about Ancient Aliens? Eh. So, like, that's what I end up doing on Netflix is, like, literally scrolling through what's there, what I'm in the mood for, and next thing I know, I'm asleep. So
that's why on cable I just watch Back to the Future for the 900th time. Because I know it's going to be on sometime. 1, 2, or 3 is bound to be on.
Or if you're an FX, like one of the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah. So the thing that I'd like to contend is that, and I know this is kind of a sad thing to say, but the reason I like choosing Netflix over Hulu is because of commercials. We have DVRs. I don't watch TV regularly anymore. It's always fast-forwarding through commercials, and it's sad because I sadly do work in the marketing department of my job. But it seems like an inconvenience because you're paying for a service in Hulu, and you're paying, you know, well, I'm not. But other people who don't have, you know
like me.
But you get, like, 2 minutes in commercials, where it's the equivalent to a regular television show, whereas you have the option in Netflix where there's no commercials at all. And you're just, you know... When people say, you know, I powered through binges, it's like I did. The only reason I was able to do all those binging things is because I was on Netflix, and it wouldn't even be like you wouldn't have to hit back to go to the next episode. You would just have to hit okay,
yeah,
and you would just end up somehow watching 36 hours straight of a TV show that you
30 Rock
of The Office or 30 Rock. And for me, it was How I Met Your Mother, The Office, 30 Rock, It's Always Sunny. Sadly, almost all of those are not on Netflix anymore, and they're on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't binge it anymore because I love those shows, but those shows were meant to not have commercials because it's like, laugh, pause, start to laugh again, not,
Honda commercial.
Exactly.
Well, actually, it was created with commercials in mind. That's why it's paced that way.
But it's not anymore.
So that's a pretty good discussion about the big two.
When you say two, I think you're forgetting the third kind of big.
Yeah, the ECW of this whole thing.
Yeah, like the ECW. Sony? It would be the Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, you're right. See, I don't it's have like, that. So
see, I mean, it's a thing that not everybody has.
You're right,
but it is a thing that a lot of people have more than all the other options. Where it's like, you know, you have Amazon Prime already, so you might as well you're automatically given a Prime Video account.
That's
and
right.
You're able to watch all those things. And admittedly, the Emmys just passed, and Amazon Prime won a big couple of those.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right.
Was that Amazing Miz?
Yeah,
that one. And then some other stuff. But it's like, what's the other one that's on Amazon? No, Hulu has Handmaid's Tale.
Right, yeah, that's Hulu.
So that's kind of the thing is, like, where the original content is very limited on those two platforms. And I think it's meant to be that way because those are kind of just like side things.
Yeah. So, yeah, apologies to Amazon because, yeah, you got thrown in with ECW and Image Comics as the third party. Sorry, guys. But
Sony Hero Movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Sony what?
Superhero Movies.
Oh. Yeah, Marvel, DCWB and Sony. So okay, so thank you for adding that, Harold. I can't. Ironically, actually, I did have Amazon because that's the only one that had Doctor Who for the longest time. They had all seasons of it, so I was able to binge it on that. So speaking of niche shows,
Doctor Boo,
more like Doctor Boo. what do you call this? So let's talk about, how about, do you guys have any like streaming services that are, like I said earlier, niche, not necessarily for everybody, but something that you are a fan of that not a lot of people might subscribe to?
I don't know if I can consider myself a fan of. It was more of out of necessity.
Necessity.
you know, currently currently I am not using the service, but I use the typical, you know, 1 month free type thing, and I was using it for CBS, the All Access.
Okay.
And the reason why I did it is because I wanted to watch Star Trek. You know, it was the kind of, I don't know, we do have the big three, and at least, and I don't know the chronological order of everything, but it seemed like the CBS All Access kind of started the domino effect, where, you know, we have a network that's finally taking all of its content away and putting it on the service. But to be honest with you, I was kind of disappointed. Yeah, it's a great way for you to watch Big Bang Theory. But even though I'm a fan of the show, you know, all the other CBS shows, unless you really want to rewatch Hawaii Five-O or SWAT or, you know, Turner and Hooch. No, not that one. A Lethal Weapon.
Come back.
That's in Netflix. No, oh. No, but aside from the fact that I was able to watch Star Trek, I was literally for a couple of days, I was just kind of like, and yes, I'm doing the TV remote gesture, even though I wasn't using a TV remote for it. I was going through all the options, and I honestly did not watch anything else aside from Star Trek. I gave it a go. I really tried hard to look for something that would actually be worth my while.
Uh-huh.
And I just let the subscription the month go. Canceled it and no more. So
do they have like the archives or the old Star Trek shows, or just is it just Discovery that's new?
No, well, a lot of the stuff is still on Netflix. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. You know, so it's redundant.
You know, at least I haven't checked in the last last 2 months or so. But you know, I still saw Voyager. I still saw Deep Space Nine and Nine and all those things. So even though it's CBS All Access, it's the, unlike Disney, where, you know, and we kind of mentioned it, where Disney is going to be coming up, where they're going to be taking away all the content's still out there.
Right.
You know, so that one was not a game changer. It was only, hey, you're a Star Trek fan, you got to buy this thing.
So would you call it CBS Some Access?
Yes.
Also, I thought you called it Star Trek Voyeur, and I was like, ooh.
That's the one in red too.
Speaking of services,
7 of 9.
Speaking of streaming services, I'm gonna talk about the dirty ones.
Jeez, dude,
there's channels on Roku. That, anyways, so for my niche one, and Lewis is probably in the same boat, is the WWE Network, and it's a weird thing because I have a love-hate relationship with that streaming service, in that when the product is good, I will keep on subscribing.
Yeah.
But when it's bad, I don't even want to bother. And then when they show me clips on YouTube, they're like, see more on the WWE Network. I'm like, nah. I've seen the best of it already. But, I mean, if you guys didn't really know, before the network came out, I have dozens of wrestling DVDs at home. And I, you know, that was my original binge, and I would watch 3-hour documentaries, or I would watch 9-hour videotapes of, like, dudes wrestling, and then I'd also watch my wrestling DVDs.
And then he would go to RedTube.
Yeah. And then I would go,
and he would close his browser.
His favorite streaming service, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's where they show Karate Kid, or Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, yes.
RedTube. Yeah, side note, I had one of my friends was actually talking about, this is a stupid story, but he was like, in our chat for our class reunion, he was saying, yeah, there's this great cover band called the Red something. you can find it on YouTube. So I told my old friend, I was like, yeah, you can check it out on RedTube. And then everyone else was like, I don't understand what the joke is. And then everybody else was just like, yeah, make sure you just don't check it at work.
Or do it at work.
Anyways, she works in the city, so maybe.
Oh. So but, she's not going to get in trouble then.
Yeah.
If Lewis can do it.
I didn't know the bus was considered part of his job. Anyway. But with the WWE Network, it's like instant access to almost anything you could ever think about involved with WWE, WCW, ECW, or anything, most of the old regional promotions, and, you know, just random things that, you know, once in a while you just want to watch a match, or you just want to, you remember things, and you're like, maybe I can catch that interview again, and it's like, having that was like one of those things where it's like, having this all access is totally worth the $10 to me.
And, admittedly, I don't subscribe to that, but the one thing that amazed me when you guys told me about the service, it was like when you told me that you get to see the pay-per-views.
Yeah, for
free. Like, wait a minute. What happened to having to pay, you know, a buttload of money every single, you know, every 2 months or every month and a half?
WrestleMania itself, if you don't have the network, I believe it's $70.
Yeah.
Which is 7 months of the WWE Network.
And that's crazy. And
that's crazy.
That's crazy. The fact that you know, at least, you know, the value-wise, you know, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, as we have mentioned before in this episode or this podcast, I have kind of lapsed in my wrestling thing, but I have a feeling that if maybe that's one of the reasons why I haven't chosen to sign up, because I might get addicted to it and all of a sudden I don't have a family anymore.
for me, my niche, I guess, would be what Harold mentioned, actually, is my YouTube Red. I know it's not that, it doesn't sound like a niche, but there was, a part of me feels like there was a huge rush for people to subscribe to YouTube Red when they hit it out of the park with Cobra Kai. Ever since then, ever since people binge it, I think a lot of people, personally I've heard people who unsubscribed, myself, I kind of kept on with it, not for the original content, if anything. It's just, again, ironically, because I'm still watching Hulu with their ads, I'm sticking to YouTube Red because I can skip the ads on YouTube, and you can share it with everybody else in my home, I have two kids and my wife who are all on the same subscription, so when we see ads on YouTube on somebody else's phone, it's like, what is that? So when we're on our phones or our one tablet. So it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a nice little niche thing for us to, to subscribe to. And like I said, you know, maybe when Cobra Kai comes back next year, I don't know if it would justify a $9 subscription every month, but, you know, actually, I think it also throws in Google Play, but anyway, I digress.
It does.
Oh, okay, cool. Because
the thing is, like, I know this is just being me, but a lot of the time I watch YouTube on my desktop or my laptop, or okay, my desktop at work, because I'm working.
Hand marketing. Air quotes,
working. But I have an app.
Marketing.
Marketing.
Getting paid, air quotes. But I have like an ad blocker on there, so I never see any ads anyways. So when I do go on my phone, I'm like, what's that? Give him 10 seconds. What's this garbage? I don't know. Maybe my whole complaint is about just my industry.
I know.
I'm skipping commercials.
Self-hating marketing guy.
Another niche for me would be Crunchyroll. I am a fan of anime.
Of the anime?
Yeah, of the anime. And, you know, Crunchyroll is an awesome way for you to be able to catch, you know, some of the newer, some of the more popular shows, and also shows that are kind of obscure, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan, but maybe, and kind of, that's the one thing I don't understand about the Hulu thing. You're streaming, you're paying for the stream. Why the hell do you have ads?
Yeah,
and that's the one thing I don't like about Crunchyroll, where you know, unless you pay the super duper uber like subscription plan, you know, per 23-minute episode, you're gonna have 5, you know, pauses, and each pause is gonna be like a minute and a half and everything. And yes, I realize that's what TV's all about. But if you're gonna pay for the damn service, then, you know, why do it? But the options, the availability, you know, the fact that you can watch Naruto or Boruto It's a plus for me. So I'm a huge thumbs up for Crunchyroll, except they need to get rid of those damn ads.
My two, I'm going to combine these, but I have a lot of the, I don't really call them, like smart adapter plugins to all my TVs.
Oh, okay.
So on my TV alone, I have three, and one of them is a Roku, one of them is a Chromecast, and one of them is a Amazon Fire Stick. I don't know why, that's just me. But the fun thing with Roku is that it gives you a lot of different channels that you can upload and download. And the fun channels for there is, and you can get that on your iPhone as well, is Crackle, Sony Crackle.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about that.
Just because, just me being me, it has Married with Children. And I can watch like old episodes of Married with Children anytime I want. With the Roku channel itself, and Crackle as well, is they like to pick old TV shows, old obscure TV shows that no one else would be watching, like My Two Dads. And
wow. Okay.
And on Roku, they have they have movies as well. So, like this week, or last week, I was watching one of my favorite movies, it's Pleasantville. And that's never on any streaming services, right?
I haven't seen it. I
love that movie.
I haven't thought about the movie in a while.
And pre-Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, right? Yeah.
And Legally... Black and White Reese Witherspoon. So it's like, and Paul Walker. I mean, you know, and Mr. Frilly in his last role before he passed away.
Wait, which one was Paul Walker in the movie?
He was the guy that was racing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He also played Paul Walker.
Okay, cool.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. But it's like, random movies like that, you never, like, Real Genius just came back on Netflix maybe 2 months ago. But up until then, it's been a few years since it was on Netflix, because I remember, like, it'd be like, recommendation, hey, you want to watch Real Genius? Too bad we don't have it anymore. But it's on Crackle, and it's on the Roku channel, and I watch random movies. For some reason, Roku and Crackle are the only two channels that have Pauly Shore movies. Like,
Encino Man?
Like, Encino Man's a typical one, but, like, In the Army Now, and Jury Duty, which nobody ever watches. But Jury Duty got Tia Carrere, so... But, like, those random channels that I have, so... Because I'm one of those guys who can't fall asleep without having a TV on or having something ambient in the background. And it's, like, movies like that or TV shows like that where I can just, like, put it on and, you know, put myself to sleep watching that kind of stuff.
Cool. For me, I guess one of the niche ones I had... was, well, what I mentioned earlier, the DC Universe. Harold, you know, in his infinite generosity, got a subscription for the three of us to share and just kind of play around with for the first week or so, and I actually really dig it. Like I mentioned earlier, I really like how they integrated all of the, well, I think there's still room for improvement, but they integrated all the best of this comic book universe, where, in my opinion, it's probably one of the best, like, tablet apps, in a sense, where you can watch the movies, you can binge the TV shows, and as a as a comic book reader, it's really well made. I guess my only problem with it, I guess, is the content. There is still a lot of there's a lot of great Batman stuff on there, and there, you know, this app is obviously leading with a strong foot. It has all of the Christian Bale Batman movies. It has Batman the Animated Series, which honestly, by that, is probably worth the subscription alone. And then it has a lot of the old, you know, the classic Christopher Reeves movies and all that good stuff. But it is lacking a lot of the smaller shows that we may be looking out for. Like, I think I mentioned before, I'm the only one who watched the Green Lantern Animated Series. That
like literally happened. Nobody else.
Nobody has heard
in
of
the
it.
Whole
nobody
world.
Comes out on this app. We don't even know it exists.
Even Google doesn't know it's there. I think it's also lacking the Teen Titans Go movie shows, so that's not there. And then
it's on there.
Is it on there? Okay. Both of them, or is
I don't
it?
Know,
okay. Sure. And then, like I said, in the comic books, I really kind of want to do a deep dive. I know torrents are out there for comic books, but, you know, I want to support the art, so I want to read these books. But some of the, you know, some of the great classic runs in comic books are kind of lacking. So, one I mentioned to the guys before was I wanted to read Crisis on Infinite Earths, and they only have, like, four or five issues out of a total of 10 or 12. So this is kind of lacking. I'm sure, hopefully, they're going to add more, as I'm sure some of you nerds or geeks have heard. You know, the Titans show debuted this week, or is debuting this month. And it's going to keep adding more original content for the future. So that's kind of what I dig about, or that's one of the ones I'm streaming right now. So where do you guys think this is going to go in the future? I think we already mentioned earlier that Disney is pulling its content from other providers and services, and they're going to run their own. Well, do you think this is going to be where we're going to go to again? Like, ironically, we're going back to the cable service where everything is kind of segmented and there's no central... Like, that's what sold Netflix to a lot of us, is that, hey, I can watch The Flash from last week, and I can watch whatever movie I wanted. Do you think this is going to be the trend going forward, or are we going in this time flat circle, and we're just going back to where we were before?
Even before the Marvel and Star Wars acquisitions, at least me and Dennis, and probably you too, Lou, I would die for a Disney streaming service of just Disney movies. Disney movies in general. Like, not even TV shows, which would be a great, addition as well. But if you said for $5 a month, you can watch as many or unlimited, like $10 a month, you can watch unlimited Disney movies, like, that would be worth it every year.
Yeah.
Because, Disney movies are pretty much what a lot of us grew up trying to understand what a movie was. And then getting content like that over and over again, where there's such a different variety from, where cartoons and movies started up until where it is today. It's like... that would totally be worth it. But then, again, you throw in everything else that they own now. I think it is it might be too much.
Okay, yeah.
But if they did keep it where it was segmented, where it was like, okay, these are specifically Disney things, these are specifically Star Wars Universe things, or these are specifically Marvel things, then it would be nice and organized, and I'd be able to, binge or at least browse through things a lot more better. The thing that for me would probably be the issue that I'd want to deal with is just cleanliness and look and organization of how the app is going to be.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm kind of concerned with is it seems like this is where the future is, and my biggest worry is that we pay so much. At least for me, I still have my I still pay for cable, and the biggest reason is because of the fact that Spectrum is still the fastest way for me to get internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually just taking the money that I pay for my internet access, I only have to pay like $20 extra, and I already have my cable stuff, so it's there. And the fact that now I'm going to have to try to, I already told the guys that once Disney is coming out, definitely that's going to be the very first one that I'm going to be buying. It's not even going to be for a month thing. It's going to be there permanently, but I'm just concerned that it's going so quickly, so fast, that they haven't really been figured out how to integrate things. Like DC, the DC Universe one that just came out, I think the content is amazing, but I refuse to watch it on a tablet. I refuse to watch it on a phone. I want it on my TV. But unfortunately, right now, since most of my streaming services is going through PS4, I have the Hulu, Harold's Hulu account there. I have my Netflix and all these things.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was looking through it. There's no way for me to actually access it. So now it's not just even, I need to buy the service. Now I have to buy a Roku. I have to buy something else so that I can actually watch it in its proper form. And I think that's the biggest concern, is that all of a sudden we are going back to having to pony up a lot of money to do what it is that we kind of did. And I mean, yes, admittedly, this is a way better option, because yes, we did have Disney stuff, we did have Marvel stuff in Netflix, but it was so far in between that every single month it would change. But here, at least theoretically, we're going to have all the content there permanently. So I can watch my Great Mouse Detective if I want to. Which, by the way, if I find out that Disney Afternoon is going to be on that Disney service, that's it. I might as well just give
all your money.
Real quick, before Lou jumps in, the problem that I have with streaming, and I guess the problem that, in general, is two things. And that's live sports and randomness. So I'll go with randomness first before live sports, because that's obviously a big deal for us. But randomness is the fun thing about cable, is like at any time, you can just be flipping through channels and all of a sudden you'll find something
interesting. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky IV.
Rocky VII. That's right. Adrian's Revenge. That's right. Two Simpsons jokes back to back. But it's like, I've always... It's just, for me, it's more fun when, you know, if everything is on demand and you get to see what you want all the time, you're not going to really experience too much because you're only going to experience exactly what you want, which is, you know, a great thing to have, and it's great to have options and everything. But at the same time, you're never going to learn anything new if you don't, like, you know, boldly just happen to run into something. Like, great TV shows I never would have discovered had I just randomly watched it and been like, oh, this is funny, or this is something interesting, and I'd love to watch it. And...
Big Bang Theory.
Dateline NBC. Literally, for the past 2 weeks, I've been binging Dateline NBC. I had no idea. Because, you know, we're at that age now where Dateline NBC is interesting. But before, when we were kids, you know, and that's not something you can, technically, it's not something you binge, but it's something you can look forward to all the time and everything. And so with that, just the randomness of discovering new things, finding out new shows, or, you know, if you missed something... The great thing is now with cable and a lot of like direct TV and everything is they have things on demand. So if you do miss something, it's like, oh, I can go back to it and watch it. And the other thing is, of course, live sports, where sports on a phone or a tablet compared to a TV where you know the stream is not going to get cut off or you know you're not going to lag. And all of a sudden, like I remember a long time ago they had that commercial where, like, you know, right when someone's about to kick a field goal, they would change the channel.
Yeah.
And win the game, but now it's like if someone's about to kick a field goal and all of a sudden the stream goes down and everyone's stuck. That's like the one time we watched the Super Bowl, remember? And it was a slight delay at your place.
Oh,
and we heard people cheering from across the hall. Yeah. And then we're like, why are they cheering? And they're like, oh, touchdown. We're like, ah, crap. But I'm like, man, I'm just going to listen to these guys because they got to work. But it's like the thrill of live sports on television, you know, sharing it with your friends, as opposed to huddling around a phone and everything. It's like, it's just, streaming services, you're going to have Hulu and everything, like Hulu Live, YouTube Live and everything. It's there, but it's not reliable. Not yet. Maybe when it's more reliable, when you know it's exactly going down, exactly as it's happening, then I'll be able to trust it. Because last year, I was watching the World Series on my friend's PlayStation Vue, and I know that thing was delayed because every time my Twitter thing would show up going, Dodgers scored.
Oh,
and then I'd be watching and be like,
no, they haven't.
I'm like, no, they're still down a run. Oh, no, they scored. So,
I dig that point about the randomness because I think it was a few summers ago when, Law and Order. I would not have watched Law and Order. Like, we've had lengthy discussions about our favorite detectives from Law and Order. Like, yeah, if it wasn't for the randomness of, like, yeah, what's on USA? Oh, okay, this looks interesting. I probably would not have gotten hooked on Dick Wolf. Also the producer of those shows.
Wolf Dick? Now, here's the question, though. And I know the answer for me is that, you know, what do you actually spend most of the time? Because I, to be honest with you, I'm still a cable guy. The fact that what Harold's talking about, the fact that I can just switch around. I'm not Lewis where I have the guide on the whole time. You know, I go 162, 163. That's the food channel. I go 165. That's the cooking channel or the
travel channel.
You know, and all these things. And then when there's nothing there, I just
that's
go
exactly
to the
how I do my thing. Is if there's nothing on TV. Or there's nothing on my DVR that I'm not going to watch, then it's like, okay, what's on Netflix that I haven't watched yet?
Yeah,
exactly.
And then they give me all the recommendations, and like everybody knows before, is I don't like change, and I don't like learning about things.
At that age, man.
Yeah, and it's like, if I need to go to sleep, Netflix is always there, because, you know, it just keeps on playing episodes. Unfortunately, sometimes it's like a scary thing, and it'll wake me up. I'll be freaked out, but, I mean, if there's no good... There's nothing good on TV. That's how it is. That's my hierarchy. And that's how Dennis is too.
Yeah, I think for me, it's lifestyle and timing, I guess. Because going back to what Harold's point was, live sports, it's fall. So it's basketball season.
Football season.
And it's the playoffs in baseball season. So that's going to be the priority for now, like watching it live and watching LeBron put on the jersey for the first time. Those are the kind of things I need to see on TV. And you're right. Like, I can't do that huddled on a small screen or on a tablet. This is the kind of things that I sit with my son and we watch. Like, dude, we saw him play, put on the jersey, and we'll see if Lonzo Ball is actually turns out to what he is touted up to be. So yeah, I guess that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you know, the other thing also is that. Are you sweating?
No. That's me coughing. Sorry, I didn't
want to. You got excited about Lonzo's balls. I'm sorry, Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, the one thing that I also have to, you know, we're kind of talking about streaming services, whether we like it or not. I'm a little older than you guys, and, you know, with everything that's going on with work and, you know, relationships and everything, I honestly don't have enough time to go back and binge anything anymore. You know, I don't have the multi-hour commute.
You have a multi-minute commute.
You know, I don't have a
not even a multi-minute, it's a minute.
I don't have a TV in my bedroom where when it's time for me to go to sleep, it's lights out. So there's no like ambient sound of watching. So like I think I kind of mentioned this to Lewis. I watched Daredevil. And now it's going to be season 3. And you know what? Chances are I'm going to watch Daredevil, but I'm going to ignore season 2 and pretend like it never happened just because I don't have time to go back.
Yeah.
That's always the problem with TV and anything in general. It's like, if we miss it, it's like,
At this point, dude, like, there's so much content. It's first world problems right now, but it's like, sad. Oh, there's so much content.
You know, keep up. It's like, you know, so I talk about how I can't sleep without things like that. Last week when I was in Las Vegas, I could not go to sleep because it was like pitch black in my room, and I didn't want to wake up the people who were staying with me. And I was like, just turn on my phone. And I was like, I don't have any headphones. So I was just staring at a blank a screen and not knowing what anything was saying. And I was
like, muted to you.
I was like, this is a sad, sad existence.
Well, you could have imagined that you were watching a DC movie.
No.
better
dialogue.
Better screenwriter than those dudes. Got you right here, Zack Snyder.
Before we end the whole thing, I kind of wanted to point out something. Remember back then when Lewis was a Clippers fan?
Yeah.
Notice how the only thing he talked about was he did just mention.
That's true.
The only thing he mentioned was Lonzo Ball and he said that he's gonna be watching LeBron James.
You know what? I was watching the
Chris Paul's still here. Chris Paul's still here.
I thought he's in Houston. But I was watching a Clipper game a couple days ago
because
I was bored and I was just flipping through channels.
Yeah.
Until I got to the Laker channel, because it's right under it, you know?
Yep.
Because the Lakers have their own channel, whereas in the Clippers share
with everyone.
With horse racing.
No, that was
and
actually...
Hacky sack.
That was actually yesterday. I was sitting there, and I saw, and as you said, two channels next to each other, and I was flipping, and I was like, and it said NBA basketball. I was like, yes, there's a Laker game, and I saw LA. I was like, yes! Oh, it's Clippers.
Cool. Not that there's anything wrong with the Clippers, but they kind of blow. They suck.
They had a good run.
Notice how Lewis has not defended this at all. The only thing that he actually said is, there's still Chris Paul.
Quick side story before we do anything. Quick side story before we cut off today is, I was talking to my cousin because, if you guys don't know, and by the time this airs, the match will be over, but this weekend is the big UFC fight between Conor McGregor and Nurmagomedov, and it's a big fight.
I can't
believe
Mu won.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can always insert that.
Remember that punch?
But my cousin's husband, and I really hope he's not listening, but my cousin might be. But he was like, "Hey, are you gonna watch the fight this weekend?" I was like, "You know more sports than just LeBron James?" And then my other cousin was like, you said LeBron James and not basketball. I go, no, he doesn't know basketball. He knows LeBron James. That's it. So that's his limit to sports is just that one guy. But I gave him props because he knew there was a fight coming this weekend.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's why we're recording at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's supposed to be Saturday.
It's supposed to be Saturday afternoon.
And I
gotta watch it. Won the fight.
And can't believe you hit him right in the... All right, so...
I can't believe the Dodgers.
Game one was today.
Game one today.
Kind of shows you how far back we are. Anything else before we end our program? Awesome, cool. Great silence, guys. That is it for us today, and I still don't understand why, even though you guys start the episodes in the New 52, I still end up closing it.
Because you always agree from behind.
Oh, okay, cool. Say,
coming up from the rear. That's how
we do it.
Yeah, well, you got to piggyback on the rest of it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know, sometimes on me, and then I jump on you.
Okay, cool.
And then we Eiffel Tower it, and it's just like, it goes smoothly.
Okay, cool. So that is it for us today.
Did you know Tom Hanks is in Holland? That joke will be great next week.
Some Back to the Future, lady.
Yes, we broke Harold.
Sorry.
After piggybacking.
I broke my own joke. This is sad.
Okay, that is it for us today before Harold says anything else stupid. As usual, please, please, please check out our social media.
We are on Facebook, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, where we will be posting our podcast whenever we go live and all the fun news that's fit to share.
We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Two Fanboys, One Casual. Big props to everybody who follows us on both of those accounts. And, you know, I was telling these guys, it seems like a small accomplishment at the time, but we've reached 500 followers on Twitter. they say that the first dozen is the hardest to get to, and then everybody after that should fall into line. Well, that hasn't really happened, but at the same time, thank you again for your support.
I mean, we're not like Kim Kardashian numbers yet.
No.
No, we're like Chloe, or who's the unpopular one? I don't know. Rob?
The guy?
The guy?
Darcy, what's his name?
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
So we have shirts, don't we?
Oh, yeah, the shirts are coming out.
The shirts!
Right.
Yeah, coming out of the closet.
So,
hot and streaming out of the closet.
Harold, do you want to talk about the shirts?
We got shirts.
Awesome. In a couple weeks, when you get this episode, we are going to have LA Comic Con. And so if you do attend LA Comic Con, look for us. We're going to be on Twitter. Most likely Harold's going to be posting a lot of stuff. If you can find us, go give Harold the secret handshake. And if you can do the secret handshake, we will give you some prize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can take Harold home that night.
What?
Nope, that's a negative price. No one wants that.
That's not it, Chief. All right.
Negative pattern? Okay, that is it for us today. As usual, this is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.